The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Well, you know, in this hour, we talk about the issues, and it seems like that we are losing a lot of skirmishes. Seems like we're losing some of the smaller battles. Well, that's not true. And right now, I want to talk about what I consider a big victory. And I'm especially honored not only to have our friends with ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, with us today, but my guest today is Tyson C. Langhofer. Now, he is the senior counsel and director, now listen to this, for the Center for Academic Freedom with ADF. And, you know, academic freedom is something that we need to be focusing on. And I want to tell you what, my brother here has done a phenomenal job. His role in this directorship at ADF is he represents college students and student organizations all over the U.S. of A. defending their right to free speech, defending their right to associate who they want to associate with, and to freely express their faith, their religion. One case, Young Americans Foundation versus Covino, he successfully represented that group, Ben Shapiro, and California State University, Los Angeles, though they were all in a lawsuit against the university administration for First Amendment violations when they allowed a mob of professors, a mob of students to physically block all the entranceways to attend Shapiro's scheduled speech on the campus. Another case, Grace Christian Life versus Woodson. He successfully represented a religious student group at North Carolina State U in a lawsuit against the administrators for violating their First Amendment freedoms when they prevented students from discussing religious topics because they did not acquire the university's pre-approval. We've got another one he's going to talk about right now, the Supreme Court, and we're going to talk about a case from Georgia Gwinnett College. And with that, warm welcome to ADF's Tyson Langhofer. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Let's get right into it. I want you to tell us the basis of this case, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce this student's name. I'm going to let you take full honors, okay?
Absolutely. Sure. So, yeah, we've been representing and currently still represent Chike Uzubunim. And Chike, back in 2016, was a student at Georgia Gwinnett College. And one thing I love about Chike is he loves to share the gospel with other students. And so during his off time out of classes, he would just go out to the sidewalks and he would just sit down and share his faith with other students that desired to hear it. When he was out there one day, the officials came up and said, "Hey, you can't be here. You've got to do this in the speech zone." He said, "Okay, I don't know anything about that, but what do I do?" So he went and got a reservation for the speech zone, and several days later went out to the speech zone and began sharing his faith. And within several minutes, the police officers came up and told him he had to stop speaking there, even though he had permission to speak in the speech zone, because they said that he had violated a speech code which prohibited any speech which disturbed the peace or comfort of others. And so he was stopped twice. And these speech zones, so just so everybody knows, there were just two of them on campus, and they made up less than 1% of the campus, which is essentially the size of a piece of paper on a football field. That's how small it would be. And those were only open 10% of the week. So we filed a lawsuit. And after we filed the lawsuit, the university ended up changing their position, changing the policies, and opening it up and allowing them to speak anywhere on campus. But the court then dismissed the case and said because Chike had graduated, because they changed the policies, there was nothing the court could do about this prior violations that the school had had when they violated Chike's First Amendment rights. And unfortunately, the 11th Circuit upheld that, affirmed that, and so that's why the Supreme Court took the case, and we argued it earlier or late last year.
Mm. And what were the results? Because these speech zones and the fact that when I went to when I was in the university experience, it was all about all the different ideas, international, national students, and everybody shared their point of view. And now we have the sort of the Marxist philosophy on all these campuses. If you don't like my speech, then you know what? We're going to eliminate you. So what did the Supreme Court do?
Yeah, so we just yesterday got a phenomenal ruling from the court in an 8-1 decision. The Supreme Court ruled that government officials should be held accountable to their victims when they violate someone's First Amendment rights. You know, the government's supposed to protect freedoms, not take it away. And so essentially what the court ruled was if the government official has violated your rights, even if you don't have any monetary damage as a result of those violations, you can still sue that official and have a court rule that they violate your rights and hold them accountable for that violation, because those rights, our constitutional rights, are priceless, and many times you can't put a value on the violation of those rights, especially when it comes to your speech rights, because many times when your speech rights are violated, you didn't suffer any monetary harm.
Mm. If you're just joining us, by the way, go to the website adflegal.org. ADFLegal.org, and when you go there, bookmark that site, because they are just involved with so many cases all across the country, along with some of the other organizations that you get a chance to get exposed to here on the Bill Bunkley Show. And also reminding you, their caseload now is getting so wide and so deep with all of the unconstitutional activity here. They're also going to be expanding their international operations. So remember them when you're looking for one of the excellent organizations that are stepping in for many people whose rights are violated, but they can't afford the legal representation themselves. And so I want to get back. Our guest this afternoon is Tyson Langhofer, and he specializes in these academic issues. I want to go back just a quick question. That when the police officers came up and talked about the type of speech that he was having, and if you say something that you offend somebody, well, you're gone. Well, I got to ask a question. How many times on a college campus is an F-bomb delivered? And then if somebody is a Christian or somebody doesn't like to just say the F-bomb after every third word, it would seem to me that they would have standing, if that rule was still standing, to have the person that's cursing run away. True or false?
Well, sure. I mean, that's the problem with a subjective policy like this. That's why the Supreme Court has consistently struck down these types of policies. We cannot the First Amendment does not protect you from being offended. And obviously, the gospel, anybody that has accepted the gospel is offended in some way by that, because you recognize that you're a sinner and you're in need of a Savior, right? And so that can be offensive, but it also can be good. It can move you to action. Speech can move you to action. And sometimes it may offend you, but the Supreme Court makes it very clear that you cannot punish. The government cannot punish somebody simply because somebody else is offended by your speech. And so that it's a bad policy, not only for religious people, but for non-religious people. The First Amendment is not a partisan issue. It protects us all. And that's why we need to be vigilant in protecting these rights. And we need people to stand up and say, we cannot allow the government to encroach on these rights, because it protects everyone.
Mm. Got time for one more question. So I want to ask you sort of a 30,000-foot question. I know you specialize at ADF with these academic overreaches with the First Amendment. You got an 8-1 decision. There are so many things coming down. I'm not going to get you to comment on the equality legislation itself. But having said that, so many of these new policies coming up since the inauguration seem to be a violation of the First Amendment religious freedom. How do you feel about this, court? Because damage is going to be done, going to take time for some of these issues to percolate up in the Supreme Court. We got 2 minutes left before a hard break. Give me your idea about your feeling about this court in general, not just the quote-unquote conservative majority, but this court in general, that a lot of what's being done here, will religious freedom and will religious liberty be trumped by moral rights?
Well, here's what I can tell you.
I should say immoral rights, but go ahead.
Sure. So here's what I can tell you. You're right. There are a lot of threats to our freedom, and those are real threats, and we should be concerned about those. But what I've seen in my time here at ADF is that if we stand, if we have citizens that are willing to stand, we can and do regularly win these fights. We have about a 91% win rate at the Center for Academic Freedom, and so when we stand, we can win, and I'm confident that we will continue to win, but we have to continue to stand. And so that's what I would encourage your listeners, is if you see a violation, don't be afraid to stand, because we are still winning these cases, and I believe we can continue to win these cases, but we can't do it alone.
And that's not what you're going to hear on the mainstream media. Amen, amen. I want you to keep Tyson Langhofer in your prayers, just yeoman's work he's doing. Alliance Defending Freedom, over 90% cases won on these issues. Go right now to adflegal.org, adflegal.org. Look at all the areas, hundreds of cases, some on the forefront, some percolating, hundreds of cases they're involved in. Consider supporting them and all the other organizations on the front line. Tyson Langhofer, hey, thanks for being with us this afternoon. God be the glory to you, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.